Please, you may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, bless your word as it comes to your people. Spirit of the living God, take absolute control and let the word come forth as you wish. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all demonic forces that may be here, and I command that they are not able to function as the word of God is coming. Amen. Amen. People of God, today is Reformation Sunday, and our theme for today is Beware of False Teaching. Beware of false teaching. And today is Reformation Sunday. Since today is Reformation Sunday, I would like to just give a little history about the Reformation before I come to our theme for today. When we talk of Reformation, we refer to the split of the church. So today we are remembering the day that the church was split. That means for some time ago, there was only one church in the whole world, and that is the Catholic Church. When I talk of Catholic, I mean universal. There was only one church. That is the universal church, which we refer to as the Catholic Church. But as usual, there came a teaching in the church that brought about confusion. And this confusion led to the split of the church. The confusion was that there was one faction that said the Holy Spirit was from God. And another faction also said the Holy Spirit was the Father, Son, and then the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is from God. That means God is separate from the Holy Spirit. And the other faction also said that the Holy Spirit is in the same as God, is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because of this, there came a lot of confusion. Because of this teaching, there came a lot of confusion. So the church was split into two. Those in Spain, Italy, and the rest, they took the Catholic Church, which has its headquarters today in Vatican City. And those in Greece, Russia, and the rest, they also took the part that they call the Eastern Catholic. So we had the Catholic and then the Eastern Catholic just because of who the Holy Spirit is. Though the church was split into two, which is the Catholic and the Eastern Catholic, they still lighted their candles, they still did everything as the Catholic. That means that they were still Catholics, but they were divided. But a time came in the history of the church again when a man, a lecturer, a professor called Martin Luther also observed certain teachings that were going on in the church. And Martin Luther was not pleased with the teachings that were going on in the church. So he wrote what we call the 95 Theses and pasted it on one of the doors of the Catholic Church. And that brought about a whole lot of confusion, division in the church as we have today. I'm not going to go into all the 95 theses, but I'll give you just a few of them. The very first teaching that came was that the Pope is infallible. That is, the Pope can never make a mistake. And so whatever the Pope said was final. And Martin Luther refuted this. There was also another teaching that if you need blessings, you can pay money to any of the Catholic fathers and God will bless you. So blessings at that time were bought. You can just pay money to any Catholic minister and he will pray for you and God will bless you. Hallelujah. But the last one that I will talk about is that there was also what we call the sale of indulgence. The sale of indulgence simply means that if either your father, your mother, your friend, or anybody, whether he is a Christian or not a Christian, if he dies, you can go and pay money and they will move that person from hell into heaven. So Martin Luther said, no, this cannot be possible. And because of that, there came a confusion. Those who believe in the sale of indulgence and those who did not believe in the sale of indulgence. So the church was split. And we had what we call the Protestants. That is those who protested against the teachings of the Catholic Church. So example of the Protestants is we, the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. We were led by John Calvin. And because of the teaching that the Catholic Church were teaching, to us, those teachings were false. There was not possible for anybody to be moved from hell to heaven simply because the relatives who are alive paid money. Hallelujah. So this brought about a division in the church because of just this teaching. But you see, when you read the Bible and you read it very careful, you see that since the inception, since Genesis, we human beings, we prefer lies to truth. Just look at the story of Eve and the serpent. When he came in Genesis chapter 3 verse 5, Genesis 3, 5. The enemy said to Eve, is there anything that God told you not to do? He said, no. He only told us not to eat of a particular tree. And then the devil told the first lie to Eve. This is what he said. No, you will not die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So since the beginning, human beings want their eyes to be what? Open. And then they also want to be like God and they also want to know good and evil. And that is where we are today. In our lives today, in our churches today, there is no difference. There are those who can say that our church is better than your church. When Martin Luther spoke and this division came about, to me, the division was supposed to bring something better than what the Catholics were doing. I don't know what you think. But to me, I think the division did not bring anything better. It is because of that division, based on the teachings that Martin Luther refuted. That is why today, we have some ministers or pastors who have no classmates. Because before then, one can only become a minister when you go through certain ministerial training and teaching. And then able-bodied men will lay their hands on you at the commissioning and before you become a minister. So before you become a minister, you were trained and you know what to do and what not to do. But because of the division that came about, anybody can just wake up one day and say, I have formed my own church. I'm a minister. I'm pastor so and so, I can do this, I can do that, just because that person has power to do something. People normally don't take time to find out the source of their power. The most important thing is that person having power to do whatever he wants to do. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that a time will come when false prophets and false teachers will come. And when they come, they will do wonders to the extent that they may even be able to deceive the elect. So today, you see that most of the churches that are crowded, most of the churches that you have a lot of people going, are the churches that have been formed because the leader over there is able to do miracles, signs, and wonders. But miracles, signs, and wonders is not the basis for salvation. Hallelujah. But when you come to the church where you'll be given the actual teachings, you see that people don't want to be part of that church. They want to be part of the church where miracles, signs, and wonders are performed. So, because of this division, anybody at all can say, I'm a pastor, form a church, and some can even command people to go and eat grass, and people will go and eat grass. That's what I'm saying to me. I don't know what you think, but to me, the division that came did not bring any better. Now, a lot of teachings are going on in the world today. There is a teaching that Jesus Christ is not the only way to salvation. Jesus is not the only way to salvation. People of God, do you believe that? That there can be other ways to salvation besides Jesus Christ? But Jesus Christ himself told us that John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. So if Jesus said, I am the way, take note of the definite article there. Jesus did not say, I am a way. If he had said, I am a way, then there could have been other ways. But this is a case where it is, I am the way. That means there's no other way. But there are some teachings going on. There are other people who are also teaching that Jesus is not God. And that he is just one of the prophets that came, that ever lived. But when we read John 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word God. And when you go to 1:14, the same one, you come down to 14, there the Bible says that the Word became flesh and dwells among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only one who came from the Father, full of grace. So if somebody comes to teach you that Jesus is not God, then I don't know what kind of teaching people are bringing to us. There are also those who say that you can do whatever you want because there is no hell. How on earth can a loving God, the God who loves people, send somebody to hell? People of God, say hell be anywhere. When you die, you know whether there's hell or no hell. Now, people actually don't study the Bible, but we are supposed to be that, like the Bereans. When we take the Bible, we study it and we know what it is. So if anybody brings any other teaching, then we will know whether what the person is teaching us is a false teaching or is true. We are also to know what we believe in. And then we are also to know why we believe in what we believe in. As I said, Yehunu, the Yen Yejidi. Na Yehu Dientia, Yeji Yejidi. If we know that, it will be very difficult for somebody to deceive us. There are also those who read the Bible, but they don't read the Bible very well. For example, there are those who say that the hands that does not work must not eat. People of God, is it in the Bible? Yes, and sir, any human no matter any the Bible mu. What is in the Bible? What is in the Bible is the hand that does not want to work. This is different from the hand that does not work. Let's say, for example, if I bring my wife from Ghana, and because her documents are not ready, whatever, she is not working, that means she should not eat, right? But the point is, when all papers are ready, everything is ready, and I say, my wife, let's go and do some work so that we can have additional income to the house. And he says, as for me, I did not come here to work. I came here to my husband, and my husband is just to take care of me. Whatever I need is from my husband. As for me, whether you work or no work, that person, the Bible says that you can starve her. Hallelujah. And then also, there are those who go about teaching that even the Bible says that heavens help those who help themselves. Me pa mo che wo hwanti ene ne chichem ene sa asem no wo. We have to take time and dissect every teaching that come to us. You see, some churches are even divided just because of baptism. There are those teachings that no other baptism is baptism apart from the one that will be immersed in water. So a Presbyterian can go to another church and they will ask him, are you baptized? And he said, yes. In what church were you baptized? He said, the Presbyterian church. How were you baptized? Water was sprinkled on me when I was a child. Then they say, And they say, Sambo was. People of God, churches have so many teachings. But we are to study the Bible and know what the Bible says and follow the teachings that are good. Now, let's look at Ezekiel 36, verse 25, and see what is there. Ezekiel 36, 25. If you can project that for me. You see, when you look into the Bible, this is what the Bible said. I will sprinkle what? Clean water on you, and you will be what? Clean. I will cleanse you from your impurities and from all your idols. So they are teaching that it is only when they mess you into the water and bring you up that all your sins will be washed. But those churches who go about bringing about those teachings, when you go into that church, you find sin upon sin upon sin upon sin in those churches, even though they have been merged into water. But we Presbyterians, we believe in all the three. And as I said, we only take the ones that we need at appropriate time and administer it. But there are teachings going about that anybody on whom water was sprinkled was not baptized. Hallelujah. There are also some teachings that Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we are making a mistake, because we give communion in the afternoon. And the afternoon, what do you call it? When you are eating in the afternoon, what is this? Breakfast, lunch, or what? So when you are eating with God in the afternoon, that means you are eating lunch. And why do you say the Lord's Supper? It should be in the evening. So any church that will be giving communion in the morning or in the afternoon, they are going against the teaching of God. Because the teaching, you just listen to the name. The name itself says what? The Lord's Supper. Why do you give it the Lord's breakfast or the Lord's lunch? And because of this, congregations are separated. There are those, you see, what we have done is that we, the so-called Christians, we have selected the Bible, the part that we believe, and the part that we don't believe. So you can get a Christian who will stand and say, as for me, I don't believe in tithing. That person has selected the part that he wants to believe, that I don't believe in tithing. So he can come to church and he will be in the church and he will not pay anything in the church because he doesn't believe in what? Tithing. And that person will forget about Malachi 3:10. And when you talk about Malachi 3:10, they tell you, oh, that is an Old Testament. So the Bible, do we use the Old Testament or we use both the old and the new? You see, when you talk about this particular one, that person will tell you, no. You see, God himself is saying that. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that you will not have room enough for it. That person says, me, I don't believe in tithing. That means this part of the Bible, he has taken that. Or a Christian, but Bible, I had it there, and can the Bible. So we have taken the teachings that we want and the parts that we do not want. God says, I hate divorce. And when people are divorcing and they come to you, they forget about that portion of the Bible that says that I hate divorce. So people choose the part of the Bible that they want and they neglect some part that affects them. When you take a place like Galatians 5:19-21, those people who are doing all that is written there, they take that part of the Bible out and then they believe the rest. When you continue, you see, this is what Galatians 5:19 says. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. So sexual immorality. Those who engage in sexual immorality, they don't want to talk about this. Impurity, debauchery, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambition, dissension, factions. And the 20 says, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So those who want to live, those who are drunkards, those who envy others, those who are witches, those who do all these things, they take that portion of the Bible out and they want to believe the rest. When you call people and you are talking to them about fornication, people will turn the name of the fornication to be what? Dating. If the Bible says fornication, they are not fornicating, but they are doing what? Dating. So they just change the name so that it would suit whatever they are doing. But whether you change the name or you don't change the name, God is God, and God is a just God, and God will judge everybody. So if we say, oh, there are so many teachings, so what are we supposed to do? What we are supposed to do, before we know that, just let us talk a little about how you can detect the teachings that are false. The first test, it is to test the origin of that teaching. And then also, you test the behavior of the person that is bringing that teaching. But that particular person, no. I worry, a jai. And on what you know, Sam. So you just look at that person. Somebody will be teaching about God, but you know very well. He is not on taking terms with somebody. And so you look at the behavior of the person bringing that teaching. And then the next thing is, that teaching that the person is teaching you, is it bringing spiritual growth? What is the end of that teaching? Is that teaching going to make you grow spiritually? If you look at all this and it's not like that, then the only way that you can know whether a teaching is false or not is you yourself knowing the right and the truth. You know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So we are to do ourselves justice by studying the Bible ourselves. If you know what the Bible says and somebody comes to twist the word, you will know that no, this is not the right thing. It's like somebody coming to me and telling me that, because I know what the Bible, the actual thing says. No. Maybe I might not say yes or no, but I will just look at the person and say, people of God. And then we should also be very prayerful so that the Holy Spirit will direct us. The Holy Spirit will tell us what to do. In a nutshell, I just want to say that a lot of teachings are going on in the world today. There are those who say, once you are saved, you are forever what? Saved. So once you are saved, you can be a fornicator, you can be a thief, you can be whatever you want to do, and still you are saved. All these teachings are not right. So we have to know what is the right teaching. Today, I just spoke to you that today is a Reformation Sunday. When we talk of Reformation Sunday, we are remembering the time that the church split. And it's because of these teachings that the church split. And today we have so many churches going on in the world. And because of that, we can have ministers who have no classmates. We can have anybody at all forming churches and teaching whatever they want to teach. But people of God, let us study the Bible so we can know whether a teaching that is coming to us is good or bad. Let us not only look at the power that a particular minister is demonstrating. It is not by power that we are going to be saved. God bless you, and bow down your heads and let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, King of Kings, through you, your word has been sown. I pray that, Father, you add nutrients to the word that has come so that it will germinate and grow forth in the hearts and minds of your people, and to bear fruit 30%, 60%, and 100-fold, that your children may be able to study your word themselves so they can know which teaching that is coming to them is false teaching and which teaching coming to them is true, the truth. Lord, without your help, there is nothing that we can do. That's why your word says, without you, we can do nothing. We are praying that you will be with us so that with you, we can do everything. We thank you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.